you have a favorite Rexism? Or did you get a little of Bowles as well? Or
I had Bowles.
Yeah.
Man, Rex
something
was,
that you can actually say on the air.
Something he said about Bowles.
The first thing you came to mind is I can't say that.
Last time he was in, which would have done Bowles a lot of favors with the fan base. I mean, he talked about like how tough a coach Todd Bowles was behind closed doors.
You have to believe that because of the success he's had, but he doesn't present
it. He never once presented himself that way or made you seem like he had control of the team with the way he would talk to the media. And maybe had he, because if you remember, you would remember this more than me.
I remember that, yep.
Todd Bowles going into that last year, the roster wasn't great and they didn't expect much out of the Jets. And I think everybody thought Todd Bowles was safe because it was going to be a bad year. It was a bad year. They fired him.
Yeah.
Even though there was no expectation. I always wonder, like, if he showed you more of that fire that you're saying he had in practice behind closed doors, maybe the perception of Todd Bowles would have been a lot different outside in.
Yeah, I think with Todd, it was interesting because I think it was the opposite. I think he always felt like he had to protect us from the media because it was such a, you know, like, we weren't a good team. It was just like, it was so much scrutiny that he was like, no, I got to stand in front of these guys. But when that door was closed, he held everybody. He was honest, man. He was tough.
And I would not have thought that.
Yeah, no, he wasn't a doormat by no means. Like, there was times where he, you know, excuse my French, he mother-effed us as group, and then it was times individually he would get called to the office. There's times where I've gotten called to the office. Mm. So just from a leadership standpoint, like, listen, man, this is what I need more of you from. This is what we need. I need you to kind of steer this way or give me some intel, like, you know, how the guys are. So he understood. He was very on. But Mike Tomlin is like this too. It's our business, right? It's not their business.
Yes.
And I think, to your point, it hindered him because I think most Jet fans, when you're looking at the team you love, it's going through all this chaos. You need some type of transparency, and he never gave that. It was like, no, everything's fine here. Mind you, the whole house is on fire.
But the difference is Mike Tomlin, you feel like he is. And even if he's not, he stands at that podium, and he speaks authoritatively. He speaks directly, and you feel like he's in control. Todd Bowles would mumble through a press conference and you felt like, this is the guy leading this team?
Yeah.
That was the public perception.
I could see how you saw that, but that was not behind closed doors.
Right, which is amazing. Yeah.